Harper Teen and Harper Audio present The New David Espinoza by Fred Aceves. Performed by Christian Barrios. For all of you struggling with a silent hurt, you matter. You are not alone. You are loved. I see you. Prologue. It sucks being the skinniest guy at Color High. If kids rag on me when I'm fully clothed, just imagine their joy when I whip my shirt off, exposing my stickman physique. That's why I rush to PE and change before anybody shows up. It's why I volunteer to be ball boy every semester. After Coach Carlson's final whistle sends everybody else running to the locker room, I take my time herding the soccer balls in the Florida heat. Today, the last day of my junior year, it's no different. By the time I'm carrying a net bag of soccer balls through the doorway, the locker room is mostly abandoned. The last of the boys are turning in their uniforms and padlocks to coach. I swing the bag off my shoulder and drop it into the large metal basket. Then I walk deep back into the last row of lockers. Nobody's around. Lucky me. I spin the combination into the lock and open the metal door for the last time this year. I grab the bottom of my sweaty Color High Cougars t-shirt and start peeling it off. The moment it's almost over my head, pain explodes inside the left side of my face. Someone punched me. What the hell? The vented blue doors around me go blurry, and the t-shirt falls to the floor. I tip sideways, then back, then forward, my legs trying to find balance. Next thing I know, I'm on the floor, my stomach, chest, and half my face cold. The stench of teenage sweat and feet is way stronger down here. There's a high-pitched cackle. Ricky's trademark laugh. I could pick him out from about a million idiots, just from that sound. I strain to lift my head and catch a glimpse of Ricky's grin through my blurry vision before he turns to leave. Though Ricky might lift weights, he's not what you'd consider muscular at a wiry 5'8". He's not even the in-your-face bully who puts hands on you, from what I've seen. He just makes fun of people. Like when he cracks on Ricardo's fat rolls when we change. He nicknamed me Fuckstick that one time he saw my bony torso, which got others in PE using that nickname. But from that to punching me? I mean, sometimes I get shoved against lockers and kicked and punched in the arm real hard, but never by Ricky. And never in the face. As the bell announces the official end of school this year, I check for blood. Nothing on my fingers. I push myself up off the floor and stand, still dazed and super confused. A real guy would shake it off and go after Ricky, beat his ass good. What can I do, though? Not a damn thing. I'm not saying that to seem less like a wimp or anything. It's just that at my size, all I can do is shake it off, forget the whole thing and try to move on with my life. I remember what my mom used to say whenever we had a bad turn of luck. Things could always be worse. So even though my head is wobbly, my cheek stings, and my shoulder somehow aches, I can find the silver lining. At least it was only one punch. At least there's no blood. At least I don't gotta deal with more bullying for 3 months. At least nobody saw it happen. 1. Hours later, in the safety of home, I still haven't shoved the whole Ricky incident out of my head. Enough worrying about it, I tell myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?